WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Fair housing advocates say the governor must do more to protect vulnerable Virginians from eviction. State lawmakers begin hearing testimony on criminal justice reform. And Senator Tim Kaine promotes bills that would prohibit federal agents from making the kind of secret arrests that they're reportedly conducting in Portland, Oregon, and that would rename Army bases, including three in Virginia, named after Confederate soldiers. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 23rd. Racial justice advocates are calling on Governor Ralph Northam to reinstate a moratorium on evictions and to provide money for eviction relief. Members of New Virginia Majority said Wednesday that the $50 million Northam has earmarked for rent relief will not be nearly enough to help people who have lost their jobs and are behind on their rent due to the pandemic. They want him to invest $1 billion in a relief program. The group says it anticipates that a large proportion of the state's nearly 3 million renters, many of them people of color, could face eviction by September if more funding is not made available and if proceedings are allowed to continue in court. In June, the state Supreme Court lifted an eviction moratorium imposed in March. Attorneys are back in court for a hearing in a lawsuit challenging the plan to remove a giant Confederate statue in Richmond. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring has asked the court to remove an injunction preventing the removal of the bronze equestrian statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from Monument Avenue. The injunction was issued in a lawsuit filed by William C. Gregory, who is described in his complaint as the great-grandson of two signatories to an 1890 deed that transferred the statue, pedestal, and ground they sit on to the state. His lawsuit argues that the state agreed to guard and protect them. Herring argues that Northam has the clear authority to remove the statue and that Gregory is seeking to exercise, quote, a heckler's veto. Virginia lawmakers will consider a number of criminal justice reforms during a special session next month. On Wednesday, lawmakers heard hours of testimony from law enforcement, activists, and the public about those reforms. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Wednesday's virtual meeting was the first of several scheduled before lawmakers convene for the special session in August. Democrats say they'll consider proposals to increase accountability for police, including making it easier to take away an officer's certification. Delegate Patrick Hope says lawmakers need to take decisive action.
At the conclusion of this process, we will take action. The sense of urgency is growing, and we cannot ignore these issues any longer.
Democrats opted not to pass many criminal justice reform measures during the legislative session earlier this spring, but widespread protests against police violence have increased the urgency. I'm Mallory Nopain.
In particular, state lawmakers will consider eliminating mandatory minimums in sentencing. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has more on that.
Back in the 1990s, mandatory minimum sentences were popular with lawmakers who wanted to show that they were tough on crime. Now the pendulum has swung in the other direction, and lawmakers are concerned about a recent case where a woman was hit with a mandatory minimum felony sentence for assault when she hit a law enforcement officer with an onion ring. Portsmouth Commonwealth's attorney Stephanie Morales says it's yet another example of how people in power get to live in one world, but there's a different existence for those without power or status.
When we have members of our community who have assault incidents that aren't taken seriously, there are no law enforcement responding, they have to go through this extended magistrate process to try to protect themselves. But then we have law officers who get hit with an onion ring, and all of a sudden you have felony charges. That is a complete mixed match.
House Majority Leader Charnell Herring says creating a better match is at the top of the agenda for the special session.
Getting rid of mandatory minimums, we are giving the power back to judges so you don't have these weird results that we see. That's sort of what's the point of our sentencing commission. The legislature is not going to provide judges the discretion.
Republicans say defelonizing assaults against police officers is a radical idea that will make Virginians less safe. Michael Pope.
Senator Tim Kaine says he is outraged by President Trump's push to send federal agents to Portland and other cities. The president says he's restoring law and order to cities with continuing protests and violence. But Kaine objects to tactics that have included federal agents wearing camouflage and picking up protesters in unmarked cars. Kane told reporters on Wednesday that their actions bring to mind his days volunteering in Central America in 1980.
This is the kind of thing that, you know, I might have seen in Honduras when I lived there and it was a military dictatorship. This is not the kind of thing we should see in the United States of America.
The House passed a bill on Tuesday that would require federal law enforcement to identify their names and their agency on their uniforms. Kane says he supports a similar effort in the Senate that would also prohibit the use of unmarked vehicles to make arrests. The senator is also leading a push to rename Army bases named after Confederate soldiers. Kane says he has enough Republican votes to pass the name changes as part of a defense package. The president has threatened to veto the bill, but Kane told reporters on Wednesday that would be a mistake.
I think this would be a veto that would be overwritten. I hope the president will rethink that because the names of these long-gone Confederates are not more important than the defense of the nation or the resources we make available to our troops.
The House of Representatives passed a similar bill on Tuesday. 3 of the 10 Army bases that would be renamed are located in Virginia: Fort Lee, 25 miles south of Richmond; Fort A.P. Hill, about halfway between Richmond and Washington, D.C., and Fort Pickett in Southern Virginia. Thanks for listening to the WMRA Daily. Tomorrow, in our next installment of WMRA's special series, Mental Health Matters, how have treatments for addiction, especially restrictions on in-person contact, been impacted by the pandemic? How do folks who rely on AA meetings been dealing with all this? Well, WMRA's Jesse Nadler will have that report on Friday. I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.